that's the roots.
What kinds of trees do you have around here?
Oh, we have elm and oak and blackjack. Persimmon bushes. They're trees, but they're always called persimmon bushes. And I don't know, maple, cottonwood, slippery elm, that's one breed of elm tree, and let's see, cottonwood, and let me see, there's another one that I like, can't think of the name of it though.
Do you have that tree that has large leaves and a skating bark? In the winter there'll be little balls on it.
Sycamore. That's the one I was trying to think of. Sycamore.
How about cherry trees?
No, not too many. If we have any cherry trees, they're just cultivated. There's not many of those.
Do you have that bush here that has the red berries up on top in the winter? Around about this time, and the leaves will be red.
Well, that's a shoemake.
Uh-huh.
Plain old shoemake.
Do you have that vine with three leaves here?
Poison ivy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What does that do to you when you get into it?
Well, most people, it breaks out.
Mm-hmm. Make you
itch.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't me, but...
Oh, you're lucky.
Doesn't bother me.
What would you call a group of trees in open country?
That's a clump to me.
Clump?
Uh-huh.
Would this be on a hill or out in the prairie?
No, that's just any place there's a bunch of trees. That's a clump of trees.
How about a place where the brush grows thick?
Well, that's just a thicket.
Is there anything called a break or the breaks?
Not to my knowledge.
What would you call land where scrubby oak grows?
Well, that's just wasteland.
Is the term shinry ever used?
What?
Shinry?
Not to my knowledge.
I think I'd better get your name here. I know your first name is Thelma.
Thelma Langston.
Langston?
Uh-huh.
Nearly 10 minutes to 5. You want me to shut this thing up?
Yeah, because I have to get ready to go home.
Uh-huh.
I have to get ready to quit now.
Can I interview you some more?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Anytime. We're not busy at the office right now.
Okay.
So, anytime.
Well, good. What time can I come in the morning? You would want to see me tonight, probably. If you would want to see me tonight, I'd be there, but...
Well, I don't know what time my husband will be in. If I knew he'd be late, I'd say this evening would be all right. Or if I knew he'd be in early so we could get dinner over with.
Yeah.
But I don't know what time he'll be in. So, again tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, or could I talk to you tomorrow morning?
Mm-hmm. Break in on my crossword puzzle work. That's usually what I do.
What's the soonest I can see you in the morning?
Well, I'll be at work at 8.
Okay, I'll be here at 8 then.
Okay.
And what office should
County Treasurer's office. This office will be open at 8, too. We all open at 8. We'll
okay.
be here.
Well, I'll be here.
Okay, then. I'll see you in the morning.
Pleasant,
if I'm helping you any, I don't
well,
know
you
what,
are indeed.
Don't know what help I can be.
Well, you've done extremely well for me here. This is magnificent.
Well, of course, I wouldn't expect you to say you hadn't done one speck of help.
No, you have indeed. Thank you very much.
Well, we
wouldn't have gone this far.
We wouldn't have gone
this far with it. We would have just stopped.
Well,
because it's kind of foolish to waste time.
But we're not doing anything. Like I said, I'm fixing to quit the first of the month anyway.
Okay, I'll be there.
Okay. Enjoy yourself.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.